where old-fashioned romance...
Sweet insanity. What you call it?
Hello, and welcome to Gayest Episode Ever, the podcast where we talk about the LGBT-themed episodes of classic sitcoms. I'm Drew Mackey.
I'm Glenn Lakin.
Hello, I'm Tony Rodriguez.
I'm Catherine Spires.
Look, more people. This is an exception to the usual GEE installment, not only because there's four people here, but also because instead of talking about one show, we are talking about a lot of shows. And instead of sharing knowledge, I'm testing knowledge and patience. In the form of a game show. Game show. You're here for a game show.
Yay!
Beep.
Competing against Glenn today, we have two special guests who both hope to take him down a notch.
I've always wanted to do that.
Because ego is my problem.
That's the problem that you have.
First, making her debut on GEE is Catherine Spires, a straight.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've tried.
Please.
You have? Please go on.
You know, end of sentence.
Breaking news.
Okay. All right.
Catherine, please identify your relation to this show.
Well, technically, I'm the boss of it.
Yeah.
Because I am the owner of Table Cakes Productions, which is the company that airs this show.
Owner and CEO.
That's right. Owner and CEO. And what we learned when we were starting the company is we can call ourselves anything we want and do anything we want. You don't have to ask the state. You tell the state what you've gotten up to.
So I could have been the Pope rather than the COO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really biffed it.
You're also the host of your own podcast, which is called Smart Mouth.
Close. It's Smart Mouth. And it's Smart Mouth is two words, which I've learned is not something that people always guess the first time. But it is two words.
I guess because loudmouth is one word, that might be the reason.
There it is.
Probably
that must be it. Yeah. But anyway, it's about food history and it's fascinating.
It's super fun.
Yeah, Tony's been on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So have I.
I've not.
Sorry, Glenn.
Is it because I don't have a sense of smell?
It's actually not helping.
Doesn't help.
Catherine, what is the gayest episode of Smart Mouth?
Well, there's Tony's. Mm-hmm. There's Sam Pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I have an answer in mind, but I just want to see if you get the same one I do.
The gayest episode? No. Was it the one with Gail Simmons because I flirted with her so much?
That is a really good episode. You should listen to that episode. It's a Canadian Thanksgiving episode.
No, it's actually explaining American Thanksgiving to a Canadian, which is what Gail Simmons is.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would flirt with Gail Simmons too. That's a universal.
Yeah.
I think Guy Branum is your winner. And just also Guy Branum is amazing.
Yeah. Guy Branum came on and talked about peaches. And
also peaches is a very gay thing to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. That was the gayest episode. Yeah. Agreed.
To your right, we have Tony Rodriguez, host of the Table Cakes podcast. You have to watch this movie, and that's it.
Moving on.
Tony, what have you been up to with all your time?
First of all, I want to say I miss you.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. That's very nice.
It's true. I now co-host a podcast where I have three other co-hosts. It's called Spanish Aki Presents. Comes out every Tuesday. It's a Latinx-themed show, and I just impulsively grabbed the table with both hands while I was speaking. I have so much on my mind. Yeah, it's super fun. We have great guests, and I miss you guys.
Aw, yeah. We miss you too. Also, it's Glenn, stop it. It's funny that like your show has four hosts, and now you're here with three other people as well. Like you're always in a crowd. You can't get any time alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony, who does your podcast? What's your podcast company?
Earwolf.
Ew, what's that?
I haven't heard of it. That's weird.
Sounds like some sort of summer disease.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird.
Summer disease. Oh yeah, yeah. If you go into like swamps, take swims.
You know
in
what?
Swamps.
This sounds made up. I don't think Tony is on a network.
He's trying to make us jealous.
It's totally real. You never heard of
Good one, Tony.
So it's a comedy podcast?
Tony's been singing with Broadway stars today and can't. He probably should be taking a nap, but instead he's here. So thank you, Tony.
This is actually true.
Tony, I have a question for you. KT Pika.
KT Pika, that's my segment on my show. Mm-hmm. That's very cute. KT Pika, ahora. Guys, we were talking about politics before this. I don't know what we're going to do. This country, like any election can be contested. No one's going to concede. What is going to happen? We're becoming a banana republic. That's my pica. My father left Cuba to leave this kind of dictatorship fascism.
So you're saying he brought it here?
And yeah. Wow. Thank you, Glenn.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Tony. Now we're moving on to Glenn, so we don't have to talk about that anymore.
What are we now?
I agree with you.
And then there's Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
What's up?
All right, that's it.
You made me sick.
Still, yeah, that's an ongoing theme on this show. So here's the deal. I'm leaving for Japan next week to fulfill a prophecy, the details of which I will not discuss on this show. And before I leave, I wanted to do one more episode, but I wanted to make it special because it's the last episode till the first week of December. So I'm taking a little bit of time off.
Which show will you be discussing the prophecy on?
Secret Show.
Is that the title of the show?
Yeah, it's really badly named show.
Secrets on a show? What prophecy?
I told you I'm not going to talk about it because I'm going on.
You said
because I'm going on an international trip. This is an internationally themed game show, and what I'm going to be doing is giving you the foreign titles of classic sitcoms, and you guys are going to see if you can guess the sitcom based on that. There's a structure,
American sitcoms,
right. And they're like the most well-known sitcoms in the world. So it'd be very weird if any of you didn't know these shows, but maybe you don't. We'll find out.
And they're the real foreign titles. That's
yes.
What you'll be giving us?
So the titles all come from IMDb, and then they'll run through Google Translate. So the Google translation may not be 100% accurate, but it's the same thing for everything. So you're going to be working with the same handicap. And even if they're not perfectly accurate, they're still pretty close to the show, just based on what I know about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony, you have a question?
Do we buzz in? How do we?
No, he's asking one by one.
So
I've been up since 4:30 this morning.
So, Catherine will be going first. I'll ask her a question, and then it goes to you. If she gets the question wrong, it also goes to you.
Got it.
In some cases, the words are not going to be translated because they are untranslatable or they are too much of a clue. We'll get to those when we get there. It'll be fine. Catherine.
Yes?
To start out, this is the first show we're doing. If you get it right on the first clue, you get 5 points.
Okay.
If you need a second clue, 4 points.
Okay.
Third clue? 3 points. Going down from there. And if you get it wrong, Tony can steal your points. It's still his turn next, so you could really clean up if someone gets a question wrong.
So I don't guess if I don't know, I ask for the next question.
Right. Don't guess. Penalty for guessing.
Okay.
In Soviet Russia, it was titled Various Moves.
Various Moves. I don't know. And I can tell that the boys know and it's making me upset.
In Mexico, it was titled Blanco y Negro. White and black.
Yeah, I know what that means. Various Moves, White and Black. I feel like there's some sort of Odd Couple element to it.
You could say that.
Wait. Do we get to ask for, like, is this like a spelling bee where I can ask you, like, for context?
I suppose I could give you a general decade.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I think it started in the late 70s, but it's more of an 80s show, early 80s show.
Tony's upset that you're giving her a free clue.
Well, you guys can ask that too. I think that's fair. Like a general.
So my next question that I can't actually ask is what color are taxis in Mexico? But I'm not asking that. I'm just putting that out there. Third question, please.
45 minutes from Harlem. That was the working title for the show. So that's actually an American title, but that's a pretty good clue.
Just answer it.
Is it Taxi?
It is not.
Glenn did that on purpose.
You could have said no.
Treachery.
Tony, for 3 points, can you tell me what the show is?
I thought I knew it.
You can ask for another clue, but it'll go down to 2 points.
Right. I want those points.
Wait, what question is it 45? I mean, what country is it 45 minutes from Harlem?
American working title.
Oh, okay. That's a clue too?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
I'm going to say Different Strokes.
Correct.
Baby,
wow.
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
For 3 points, Tony.
Yes.
Tony, it's actually still your turn because you stole Catherine's points. So now it's your turn.
How dare you?
I want to go after Catherine.
Wait, shut up. Is the show that I'm thinking of called Moving On Up or is that just the song?
That's Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons. Okay. Right.
That's it. Now that's not a title in your, that was the other title I was thinking of.
That's what I would have guessed.
That might be an answer, but we haven't got there yet. Also, it's going to flip back around the other way, so you will eventually go after Catherine. So
I can't wait.
Everyone will go after everyone.
Go after Glenn.
Okay, Tony, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil, it was titled Like Father, Like Son.
Oh, boy. Like Father, Like Son. And the range of this is...
It might have started in
50s
the...
50s to...
Sorry. I don't think anything's older than the 1950s up until I'd be surprised if there's anything in the 2000s. So like 50s to 90s, basically.
Like father, like son. Mm-hmm. Another clue, please, Alec.
In Spain, it was called The Doctor is Early.
Wow. Oh, well, if I get it wrong, Doogie Howser, MD.
That's correct.
Wow. Nice.
For 4 points.
I didn't realize that counted as a sitcom.
Yeah.
Half hour. Okay, whatever. Glenn.
Oh, my God. I'm on a roll.
Okay, Glenn. Uh-huh. For 5 points.
What? I thought it was still my turn.
Why would it still be your turn?
You're done. For 5 points. In Finland, it was titled Left to College. L-E-F-T, Left to College.
Different World?
Correct.
I would have gotten that one. Gosh darn it.
Mm.
Boy, oh boy.
The other titles are, in Sweden, it was Daughter on the Fan. Don't know what that is. Germany was College Fever. And in Mexico was El Mundo Diferente, which was for 1 point. So if you guys didn't get that, you would have been...
I'm uncomfortable fired. With College Fever.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so back to Catherine.
Yes.
In Italy, it was titled Three Hearts for Rent.
I told you, I can't remember names, but it's got that guy whose last name is Ritter and the blonde woman.
If only you watched Gayest Episode Ever, you may be familiar with these show titles.
No, I totally am, but I don't. They live on the beach. Three's Company.
That's correct.
Okay. Woo. This one's to talk it out, guys.
5 points. Okay. Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're supposed to go back. Oh, we'll go back the other way, the other time. Your first clue is, in Belgium, it was titled The Girl from the TV.
Well, that could only be any show with a female lead. The Girl from the TV. Mm-hmm. The Girl from the TV.
That's the clue.
Please give me another clue.
In Portugal, it was titled The Unmarried Women.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, no. Women, plural?
Yeah.
Glenn just gave me a face like, you don't know this?
I was suppressing a cough. But
the
go
girl
ahead.
From the TV, mm-hmm. singular, unmarried women, plural.
Yep.
Oh. Oh. Hmm. And what clarifying questions can we ask? We can't ask like.
You can ask decade and that's it.
Decade? Gave it to me.
I believe it started at the very tail end of the 60s, but would be considered a 70s sitcom.
Okay. How much time do I have?
I mean, until we get bored and go home. TikTok. You can ask for another.
Give me, please.
In Quebec, it was titled Marie's Troubles.
Maria's Troubles?
Marie's Troubles.
That clue is too strong.
Is it too strong? The plural, the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
That's correct.
That was, I knew that from the first clue. I hate you so much.
I know, but the girl from the TV, Unmarried Women, threw me off.
Mm-hmm. That was tricky.
Thank you. That totally threw me off.
Glenn.
That's me.
It's your turn. In Poland, it was titled Home Help.
Home Improvement?
No.
Oh. Well then.
Next one, please.
In Portugal, it was titled Competent and Brazen.
Home Help, Competent and Brazen. So is there a show about an outspoken maid? What decade, please?
90s.
Uh-oh.
Also, all the shows are about outspoken maids. That's the only kind of maid we have on TV.
That's true. The 90s, Brazen, Help. It's a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Next clue, please.
In Romania, it was simply titled Nurse.
Yeah, obviously. But what? A nurse from the 90s who's outspoken. Oh, is it The Nanny?
It is.
Yeah. Can I just say really quick that I nannied for the family that created The Nanny?
Wait, wow. You know Prudence?
Yeah. Oh. Is that her last name? This wasn't, I mean, her first name. Stern? The last name is Stern.
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay, this is weird, but like my college roommate also did, and she had access to like their library of videos, including this show called The Charmings, which was like a Snow White living in modern day America show that they tried to do.
Yes.
Like,
I remember this.
Wait a minute. Your roommate also babysat for them?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
She and I should talk about it and tell all their secrets and talk about their kids.
Yeah, Taryn.
Okay.
Did you know Taryn in high school? In college, I mean?
No.
Mm-mm. I guess you guys wouldn't work on the same day. That would be weird. Yeah.
Well.
Can we get back to the game show?
Fine.
Sharing babysitting, histories.
I know. This is not interesting to anyone.
Still Catherine's turn. In Croatia, it was titled Golden Years.
So I feel like this is a misdirect. because there's obviously one show. Next clue, please.
In Denmark, it was titled My Happy 60s.
Okay, is it Golden Girls?
It is not.
See, I knew. I knew it was a trick. I should have asked for more.
Tony?
Decade, please.
90s? 90s.
Ooh. Next clue.
In Italy, it was titled Blue Jeans.
Well, fuck.
Everything is titled Blue Jeans in Italy.
It actually comes up more than what Blue Jeans come up a lot in
foreign titles. No, they're obsessed. Yeah. I know.
Blue Jeans? I think Glenn knows it.
That's why he's not looking at you.
So I'm going to take down
I'm
the points.
I'm trying not to breathe heavily into the mic.
Thank you, Glenn.
Man, I feel... Yeah, with Catherine, I'm like, this feels like misdirect town.
Mm-hmm. You should ask for the next clue. That's Thank what you. I do.
I've spoken with my guest, next clue, please.
In Finland, it was titled Summer 68.
In the 90s? Or did you say 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Catherine, don't you make that face. Don't you give it to him.
I'm not making any particular face.
Summer 68, I don't. I did not watch television in the 90s.
That sounds like you're passing.
You can pass if you can't.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Did you hear that word? No, I did not say that word.
Please guess Yogi Bear.
Oh my God. Oh, the Wonder Years.
It was the Wonder For 2 points, it was the Wonder Years.
I worked with Fred Savage several times. He's 39.
This is going to turn into us name dropping.
Yeah.
So that was Catherine. So it's back to you, correct?
Oh, yes.
Wait, if he... Oh no, he did get it.
It's,
yeah.
It's still his turn.
Forgot already.
Tony, in Hungary, it was titled, I Kiss You, Honey.
Decade, please.
80s to 90s, I think. More 90s.
Next clue.
In Russia, it was titled, You Cannot Forbid to Live Beautifully.
Well, that's clear. Really clears it up.
It's also the most Russian thing we're going to hear in this episode.
Say that title again.
You Cannot Forbid to Live Beautifully.
It's a great title. Please, next clue.
Yeah, in Denmark, it was titled, Quite Hysterical.
Well, if I'm going to lose this one, I'm going to take all the points down before Glenn takes them. This is hard.
That's a lot of pressure to put on a show to giving it that title.
Quite hysterical. Oh. No, next clue, please.
In Croatia, it was titled, Well, That's Fantastic.
This is... And then there's one clue left, right?
Yeah.
And that's 1 point.
Do you guys know what it is?
I... don't think that I do.
Okay.
No, I've...
Okay. One more clue, please.
In Finland, it was titled Really Great.
Alf.
For 0 points, it was Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh.
The last three are...
Okay, first of all, I thought you were only doing American shows.
Yeah, that was only American sitcoms.
Oh. That was on an American song on Comedy Central?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it... Yeah.
I don't know. I will not concede.
Glenn's turn.
Okay, Glenn. In Denmark, it was titled 10 Thumbs Up.
I really need to stop going for 5 points. I should ask for another clue.
Yeah, don't be so prideful.
I just want to say just the 10 of us.
No.
That's fine.
That's what I was thinking too, but I would have asked for the next clue. Glenn. Hi.
In Italy, it was titled Dad's Hurricane.
10 Thumbs Up. Dad's Hurricane.
It's clearly Coach.
Is this one an American sitcom?
Yep.
What decade?
90s.
Next clue, please.
In Poland, it was titled Mr. Golden Handle.
Oh, I'm very upset. 10 thumbs golden. 10 golden.
She's gesturing very sexually.
10 golden hurricanes from Dad. And it's not just the 10 of us.
No.
There's a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Who, next clue, please.
In France, it was titled Little Daddy.
Oh, God, this is very upsetting.
Little Butler.
A little daddy. A little hurricane of a daddy.
Mm-hmm.
90s, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was too busy doing homework in the 90s. Next clue, please.
We got into the same school. How does that feel?
Not great.
Your final clue for 1 point is Hear Who's Hammering.
hear like, okay, Dad, hear who's, is it the one with Tim Allen? The
here's a, I already said the title or I, as a guess earlier.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You said Coach?
No, long ago.
Oh, I've already forgotten what you said long ago. Oh, gosh.
But I think I have the same thought as you.
Did you already say Home Improvement?
Not for this answer.
I mean, you said it. So
okay, yeah. It's Home Improvement. Sorry about that, everybody.
1 point. Okay.
Isn't it mine again because I stole his?
No, we're switching it and going the other way. So now it's going to go Glenn, Tony, Catherine.
Ooh. Four, 3 rounds.
Fine.
It's the fairest way to make sure people like get to like pick off each other.
Okay.
Glenn.
Hello.
In Finland, it was titled God Bless You.
The Sneezing Show.
I have an answer, but I'll ask for another clue.
In Germany, it was titled Prost, Helmut. P-R-O-S-T, Helmut.
That's hilarious.
I'm just going to say amen.
Decade.
80s into the 90s.
Clue, please.
In Croatia, it was titled Cafe Toast.
What?
Mm-hmm. Very popular show. Cafe Toast.
Cafe Toast. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, another clue, please.
In Italy, it was titled Chin Chin.
What?
C-I-N, C-I-N, Chin Chin.
No. Oh my God. I mean, clue, please.
For 1 point, in Sweden, it was titled Skal. S-K-A-L, Skal.
I know what it is.
You do?
Yes, absolutely. And you do too, if you just get into like a party
Oh my
vibe.
God.
Yeah.
Get into what?
Like kind of a party, like, hey.
Like think very popular.
You guys are helping me?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Friends.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Catherine, for 1 point.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yep.
Oh.
I hate myself.
All of those are cheers in different languages.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Tony.
Mm-hmm. Back to Tony?
Yeah, because it was my question.
Oh, I'm very, okay, I'm not going to ask anymore. I believe you.
Tony, In Italy, it was titled Parents in Blue Jeans.
Parents in Blue Jeans. Who wears blue jeans on television and plays parents? Decade.
80s.
Next clue, please.
In Germany, it was titled Our Noisy Home.
Ooh.
I feel like I know this.
I think I do too.
This is
Full House.
That's not correct. Catherine?
I'm being prideful again.
Yeah, just answer. Like, don't go for them.
Step by Step?
Not correct. Glenn?
I should ask for another clue, but I just want to say Mr. Belvedere.
Incorrect.
Next clue, please.
In Poland, it was titled Kids, Troubles, and Us.
Now I think it was same lineup.
What decade again?
80s might have been at the tail beginning of the 90s, but like you think of it being more of a late 80s show.
Growing Pains.
Correct.
For your listeners, I just winked.
I know, I was going to say, Tony just got aroused.
Talk about growing pains.
I'm back in it, baby.
I mean, you're winning.
Yeah, you're winning.
Yeah.
Oh. That's
you have 15, Catherine has 10, and Glenn has 5.
Yep.
Okay.
Whoa, that's unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn.
Sorry, I swing big and miss.
Yeah, okay. I respect that.
Catherine.
Yeah.
In France, it was titled an untranslatable word, les craquants, which it can either be the crunchies or the crispies.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Croquant.
Much better.
The crunchy crispies. Next clue, please.
In Brazil, it was titled Super Gatas.
Super cats?
Presumably. And that seems very abstract, but when you hear it, you're like, okay, I can kind of see how that would be.
Okay. Crunchy cats.
It is not Thundercats. Go ahead.
So, next clue, please.
In Portugal, it was titled Trouble with Them.
Trouble with those dang crispy cats. What decade, please?
End of the 80s into the early 90s.
Next clue, please.
In Italy, it was titled Ageless Hearts.
Oh, man.
Trouble with these ageless crunchy cats. Mm-hmm. Next clue, please.
For 1 point, Los Años Dorados.
The Dorito years.
I know what that means, the hard years, but we already did Wonder Years, didn't we? Wasn't that already an answer? Okay.
Yes.
The hard years. Trying to think if it's like set in the decade that it aired or olden times. Once again, Glenn won't look at me.
Because you're so beautiful, it hurts to look at you.
Aw, you're my favorite.
Staring at me, Glenn.
The hard years. Oh my God. In the 90s?
80s into 90s.
80s into 90s. I'm sorry, Tony. Can I get another clue just for fun?
There are no more clues.
She just wants to bring it down to 0 points.
Not possible.
Cats in hard years. I have no idea.
Is that a pass?
Yeah, it is.
I actually don't know either. I'm going to say Elf.
Tony's so excited, you guys. You have no idea.
It is not Elf. Mm-hmm. Glenn. Sorry, Tony.
I'm going to say the Golden Girls.
It's the Golden Girls.
Baby! What did I
say? Dorados means golden, not hard.
Oh! Isn't it? I was hearing Dorados. Isn't that what I was hearing?
That's not. But Duro is hard, but Dorados is not.
Okay, got
Dorado
it.
Dorado is old.
Okay. I was
golden.
Well, you know, if Drew could pronounce things right for once.
I understood him.
Yeah, because you're Spanish. That's... Anyway.
So it's Glenn's turn.
It's Glenn's turn.
Sorry.
I don't get a point. Or do I get a point?
You got a point.
You got a point.
All right.
Okay, Glenn. In Venezuela, it was titled 3 for 3.
I'll ask for another clue.
In Ecuador, it was titled An Almost Perfect Home.
Decade?
Like many of these, late 80s or early 90s.
Step by Step?
It's not.
Next clue, please.
In Brazil, it was titled There Is Too Much.
Your look to me is like you were speaking a secret code that you thought I underspoke.
Nope.
And fluent in.
Nope.
There's too much.
Mm. 3 for 3.
I have an idea, but I would like to... What?
Say it.
No. I'm going to ask for another clue, please.
In France, it was titled The Party at Home.
Friends.
No. For 1 point.
Oh!
3 for 3?
Mm-hmm.
What are the other ones, please?
An Almost Perfect Home, There Is Too Much, and The Party at Home. Actually, it's 2 points because there's one more clue remaining, actually.
The Party at Home. And this is definitely a sitcom.
Yep. It's not Party of Five.
Yeah, shut up. Partying at Home. No, next clue, please.
In Denmark, it was titled Hands Full.
So like a lot of kids.
Oh.
And it's not Step by Step. I know that there was just the 10 of us, but there was one with 8 kids, right? But then 3 by 3 wouldn't make sense.
8 is enough is the show you're thinking of.
8 is enough, yeah. Is it the Brady Bunch? No, that wasn't a guess because you said the 80s. No, I didn't finish. I didn't finish. It doesn't matter. I have no idea.
Full House.
Full House. Glenn gets a point.
So because there's 3 male dads and 3 girls.
Yeah, you know, I keep forgetting immediately what everyone has guessed.
Yeah,
and I totally thought you'd already guessed Full House.
Me too. I did, but it was wrong.
Right.
When I said it.
Right.
So that was Catherine's, right? No, that was Tony's. Now we're at Catherine.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
For getting it wrong.
So. Wait, that may have been mine. So maybe Tony's. Wasn't that my?
Oh, and what did you say?
I said something that was wrong.
And then it went to me?
Yeah. So I think it's your question now.
Oh, but then I got it wrong.
Yes.
So then it went to Catherine.
Yes. So it's technically your question now.
Wouldn't it be mine?
No, because.
Because we skipped him.
We don't skip.
We don't skip.
Got it.
I believe it's Tony's question.
Tony, okay. In Norway, it was titled You Big World. Or maybe You Big World. I don't know quite what that means.
Decade?
90s.
Next clue, please.
In Belgium, it was titled The World Around the Corner.
Oh, brother. World is the theme?
Yeah.
Here. Oh, man. You? We should. There's part of me like wants to have written down. I know we're like Catherine. Your brain is where mine is at. Like,
yeah.
Which ones have been said that have been wrong?
I know.
That next clue, please.
In Spain, it was titled "Learning to Live."
Learning to live. You know it, Glenn.
Uh huh.
You knew it from the first one.
Yes.
Is it because you've talked about it on your podcast?
No. So I might be wrong, but I have an answer. I don't know if that answer is right.
Something about probably like an 18-year-old or something, like heading out into the world.
90s? Mm-hmm. One more clue. If I'm going to get it wrong, I'm trying to whittle down the clue points for someone else.
In Germany, it was titled Life and Me.
My God, that's an awful title. The Roberto Benigni title, that?
Sweet burn.
Yeah, man, topical.
I don't believe so.
Get out of the Oscar race. You don't belong in our...
Wow.
How many clues do I have left?
One.
Okay, I'll take it.
The world is young.
What? These all sound like soap operas.
Small Wonder.
It's not Small Wonder.
From the 90s, someone heading out into the world, a young person who's not Doogie Howser. I'm so bad at this. Am I still in second place?
Mm-hmm. I think I've...
Just let her say a word.
Mm-hmm. Let her say a word. I don't... Oh, is it a one-word title? Is it? Because Felicity's not a sitcom.
No, it is not Felicity. I don't think there are any hour-longs in this episode.
Okay. Frasier.
No.
Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Oh.
I really think I didn't watch sitcoms in the 90s is what I'm learning about myself.
I've never seen an episode of Boy Meets World.
Yeah, but you're good at this.
I'm in last place.
I know. That's kind of weird, but.
Catherine. Now, Catherine. Mm-hmm. In Hungary, it was titled From 1 to 2. From 1, T-O, and then the number 2.
Okay. Next clue, please.
In France, it was titled Our Beautiful Family.
Oh, God. Another family one.
Turns out a lot of sitcoms are derivative. Who would have guessed?
Maybe someone who got married. Next clue, please.
In Denmark, it was titled Chaos in the Family.
Next clue, please.
In Germany, it was titled A Strong Family. It seems like they're contradictory, but none of those are actually contradictory.
Well, from chaos comes strength or something like that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Catherine.
Thank you so much. What decade, please?
90s.
My worst decade. Mm-hmm. A strong, chaotic family where people got married. Next clue, please.
In Italy, it was titled A Blonde for Dad.
Ew.
You just keep chipping away at those points, giving me nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're figuring out how to play this.
The dad married a blonde and things were strong, but I want to
guess. Tony, don't look at her.
Something that I already guessed.
What?
Guess it then.
But I wonder if it started in the 80s.
Guess it.
Is this one Step by Step?
It is.
It is. Yay. It is obviously Step by Step.
Yay. Never seen.
Enjoy that 1 point.
I will.
Okay, Glenn.
Yes.
Swing high, Glenn.
In Germany, it was titled A Horrible Nice Family.
Oh, that's for another clue.
The U.S. working title for it was Not the Cosbys.
Oh, man.
That seems like a weird working title. Mm-hmm. Decade, please. It's obviously 90s.
Maybe it started in the very tail end of the 80s, but mostly a 90s show.
Not a nice family. I mean, nice family, not the Cosbys.
Horrible nice family.
Married with Children?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Very good. Very good. So satisfying.
Why?
Because I knew the show. I mean, I'm familiar with the show.
Right.
I really, but like 90s, as soon as you say 90s now, I'm like, I'm not gonna.
Well, this next one
White People in a House. That's okay.
This next one is technically a 90s show, so get ready. Wow. In Germany, it was titled Man Does Not Have to Be.
Man Does Not Have to Be. Mm-hmm. Next clue, please.
In Russia, it was called Creating a Woman.
Oh, wow. Oh! Didn't someone say it yet? And it was wrong?
I don't know.
You do know.
I know. I don't. A lot of
things. I guarantee you he doesn't know.
No. I have a terrible memory.
Oh, shoot. Well, another clue, please. How much am I winning by?
You have 16, Glenn has 10, and Catherine has 11.
Okay.
Oh.
In France, it was titled Business Women and Women of the Heart.
Oh! Designing Women?
It was.
Yeah!
Yay! Oh.
That was also satisfying. Less so, but... It's satisfying when you swing big.
Yeah. So I wouldn't know about that.
Okay. Do it now.
No.
No, Catherine, do it now.
It feels so good, Catherine. Please do it, please.
Ew.
What?
You're all such perverts.
What? What? Wasn't that
Delta? You've heard the show before.
What's her name?
Catherine.
Yes.
Sugarbagger. Susanna Sugarbagger.
It's Catherine's turn now.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil, it was titled The Asphalt Farmer.
The Asphalt Farmer. Next clue, please.
In Netherlands, it was titled No Better Life Than the Outdoors.
Decade, please.
60s.
Green Acres?
Yes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Swinging big.
Mm-hmm. All right, Glenn.
Uh-huh.
In Sweden, it was titled Five in the Family.
You crying?
I'm crying. Another clue, please.
In France, it was titled Sacred Generation.
Decade?
It might have been a little bit in the 90s, but almost like very solidly 80s, as we remember it.
Wait, what was the second title you said?
Sacred Generation. I assume that's a Google Translator.
I don't know. Family Ties?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I would have guessed that.
Very good. That's nuts.
I would have guessed that.
Sure you would have.
Maybe that's what they call boomers in that country.
Sacred Generation?
Yeah. We should look into that.
If you use it ironically.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that was the best feeling one for me.
Yeah, it was out of left field.
Tony?
Mm-hmm.
In Croatia, it was titled Under the Same Room. Roof. I'm sorry, that's a typo. Under the Same Roof.
So, decade?
90s.
Guess. Okay, house. White people.
Mm, obviously.
Wait. Yeah, 90s. Because. Next clue, please.
In Sweden, it was titled Expect Fractions.
So about a math teacher. Yeah.
Oh, no, math.
I think I know it, or I have a guess. I have a guess. Now that's me feeling good, is I have a title in my head that might apply. It's not strong. Next clue, please.
In France, it was titled The Life of the Family.
Oh, brother. No, I don't know what. 90s.
Mm-hmm.
In a house. Fractions, what? What do you... I forget what your looks at me mean, Glenn. Well, I'll whittle it down. What's the next clue, please?
Eight under a roof.
Eight under a roof. Didn't we already say...
It's under the same roof.
Didn't we already say that other one? We didn't say... Oh, no, that was Step by Step. But it's not eight is enough. There's two parents in it. That's 10 people, isn't it? Eight is enough.
No. Catherine?
The 90s. Mm-hmm. Can you please run down the ones, the clues you've already given?
Under the Same Roof.
Mm-hmm.
Expect Fractions.
Mm-hmm.
Eight under a Roof. And The Life of the Family.
Eight under a Roof. I'm totally trying to count how many people, friends with six people. Family Matters started with... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there were only 7 in the house. And Urkel was the 8th. Does he count? Next clue, please.
In Spain, it was titled Cosas de Casa, or House Stuff.
Oh, God.
I know this one's really hard. We're almost at the end.
Oh, my goodness. So there's 8 people fighting in a house.
We didn't say they were fighting.
Didn't you say something about fractured?
Fractions.
Expect fractions.
Oh, 8 people... doing math in a house.
I didn't say they were doing math.
Oh, no. In the 90s.
Glenn, look at me. Look at me, Glenn. You know
Frasier.
It.
What?
No, I have no idea.
It is not Frasier. I can read you the clues again.
Yeah, sure.
Under the Same Roof, Expect Fractions, 8 under a Roof, The Life of the Family, and House Stuff, or Cosas de Casa.
I don't know why that. I'll just say Family Matters.
Yep.
Wait, but I thought that.
But you didn't say it.
Give me the points.
No. Catherine and Glenn are now tied. There are only 2 left.
But Tony's still winning, right?
No, there's more than 2 left. There's 4 left.
I feel like Family Ties would have put me above Catherine.
No.
Nope. Oh, no, because she also swung big that turn.
Yeah, exactly. But we're tied for second, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's 4 left.
Okay.
So
it's Glenn's turn.
Glenn, in France, it was titled Madame is Served.
Decade?
Mostly 80s. It might have like squeaked into the 90s at the end.
Oh, you both know this?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's my smug laugh.
Next clue, please.
In Argentina, it was titled Who Sends Who, which is technically wrong. It should be Who Sends Whom, but that's not.
Who's the boss?
Correct.
Nice.
Beep, boo, doo, beep, beep, boop. There's a time for love, but a time for me. The time is up to you, my friend. I met Danny Ventura a few times.
Did you kiss?
No.
No.
Yes?
You're going to hate me.
Wow. Wow. He already hates you, first of all.
In Sweden, it was titled Under the Same Roof.
First of all, I don't hate you. I hate the question. Uh-huh. Under the Same Roof. Again.
70s.
Oh! Oh! Okay. Next question, please.
Next clue.
In Portugal, is titled A Family on the Right.
Hmm.
This is about Republicans.
I don't know.
Stop family helping Catherine. Right.
A Family on the Right. Oh, next clue.
In Finland, it was titled Family is the Worst.
Next clue.
In Germany, it was titled It Stays in the Family.
Jesus Christ, these titles.
I know.
Fine, next clue.
In Italy, it was titled Archibaldo.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. That show about Archie Bunker. Home Family?
Yes.
You knew from the get-go.
Yes!
Because you talked about it on your show.
Yes.
So it's on your mind.
To be fair, though, and just because of the titles in the foreign countries, they could be like, any, they could go for any show. Yes.
Yeah.
I tried to find ones. There's reasons, like, there actually were 8 people at the start of Family Matters, so that would have been the tip-off.
Were and, you
like,
counting the little kid who went upstairs and disappeared?
Yes.
Okay.
So Eddie, Laura,
Richie,
Judy. No, Richie was a baby at that right. point, so yeah.
Babies are people, too.
So little Richie, and then Harriet, Carl, Aunt Rachel, and Mother Winslow. So it would have been 8 people.
Yeah, I was thinking that the kid who disappeared didn't count. But that's me overthinking things.
Does he disappear? I thought
she.
Aunt Rachel disappears.
But no.
So Judy disappears and then Aunt Rachel disappears. Oh. Richie remains even though yeah. Thelma Hopkins was like, I don't want to be her anymore. She went on to make a sitcom with Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. Catherine.
Yeah.
In Norway, it was called Schlemiel Schlemazel.
I looked that one up. They're all like, they're in literally every country, it's Laverne and Shirley. So I was like, oh, that's not fun at all. In Turkey, it was titled Gorgeous Duo.
Decade, please.
80s. Maybe the tail end into the 90s, but mostly 80s.
Next clue, please.
In Croatia, it was titled Complete Unknown.
Next clue, please.
In Brazil, it was titled Cousin Crusader.
Mm. You said, did I ask you the decade of this?
You did.
80s. There might have been last season, might have been the 90s, but it's basically an 80s show.
Cousin Crusader.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wink, wink. Not the Patty Duke show.
Mm-mm.
The first one was Two Beauties.
Gorgeous Duo.
I have an idea.
Say it. You know you want to say it. It's going to feel so good.
Perfect Strangers?
Yep.
Yes!
What country is it that called men gorgeous?
Turkey. They thought Balki and Cousin Larry were gorgeous.
Apparently. I love that.
The U.S. working title was The Greenhorn, and Romania called it Lime from Abroad, L-I-M-E. I was like, that must be a translation error, but...
No, that's probably a Britishism.
For, like, foreigner?
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. Glenn?
That's me.
It's the last one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Meh.
In Finland, it was titled Mom and Tonsils.
Decade, please.
90s.
So not the Brady Bunch. Mom, next clue, please.
In France, it was titled A Formidable Mother.
90s, Mom and Tonsils.
Mm. All 90s?
Pretty sure. Yeah, definitely 90s. I don't think it made it to the 2000s.
Oh, Roseanne.
No.
That started in the 80s.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
In Sweden, it was titled Not Just Fun.
Like a mom who makes her kids do homework and then one of them gets sick and she says keep doing your homework. This isn't a real clue. I'm just
and this was a show that didn't last past the 90s. Next clue, please.
In Bulgaria, it was titled Grace is Burning.
Oh!
Grace on your fire.
Yeah.
What are the tonsils about?
I don't know. Maybe like the rough parts about being a parent. I don't know.
Was it about her deep voice, do you think?
Probably.
I mean, possibly. Tony, you are our winner, and you get to do what someone's never done before, and you get to select your own compliment from the famous box of compliments.
Select or just pick blindly? That's what I'm going to do.
Did Glenn and I finish tied?
Glenn was 1 point ahead of you. Oh. You had 18 and Glenn had 19.
Oh, well, that's fair.
I just picked blindly. I have not read this compliment, but I'm sure it applies. I'm often compared favorably to Elizabeth Montgomery.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. She's dead. That's... Can I see you wriggle your nose, please? Whoa, you can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can listeners hear that?
No. I mean, we can put the sound effect in, but that's about as good as we can do.
That was amazing. I did not expect that.
I can wiggle my ears, too.
Let me see.
I'm waiting for Drew to look at me.
I can't. You're blocked by the pop filter, so I can't really.
I can't do it if I'm laughing.
Do you want me to write? Really,
what?
Do you want me to write a reboot of Bewitched where the only reason the witch gets married is for citizenship?
His ears. That means yes.
What was your pitch?
It's Bewitched, but the reason the gay witch gets married is for citizenship.
Yes. Yeah.
Done. We have a hit on our hands.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Nothing else is working.
That is it for our game show. Tony won with 22 points. Congratulations. Thank you all for playing.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you.
Thank you, our studio audience, for enduring this.
Yay. Thank you.
Please give us a rate and review. We need those for the reasons you hear on every show ever. But if you have a few minutes right now, you can go to iTunes and just write literally any sentence you want and give us 5 stars. And we'd be very appreciative of that. And we'll read it online. We'll read it in a future episode. Also, if you are a gay person who likes TV and you know another gay person who likes TV, maybe just send them this podcast and be like, hey, this doesn't suck. It's actually the best way we can build our listenership. It's like a personal recommendation from someone that knows you're a nerd about television and you are not homophobic. So here, listen to this show. Maybe they'd like it. We'd really appreciate it if you did that. Maybe you've exhausted all your gay TV friends by now, but please do that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-bop.
We can't afford that.
We can't afford that. In December, Glenn and I want to do a Christmas special, and we're trying to figure out what we should do. Does anyone know of a gay-appropriate Christmas special that might have aired in the 70s or the 60s? For example,
Brady Bunch.
We found like a Paul Lynde Halloween special that would have been great to do for Halloween that we'll probably have to do next year. But if you can think of any Christmas special, sitcom or otherwise, that aired on TV that you think lends itself to being gay, tell us about it. If you suggest a Will and Grace Christmas episode, I will block you from ever listening to this podcast again.
Please don't. We need our listeners.
No, I will do it. Do not suggest that. But if it's something else that's interesting, then please suggest that. Do you guys have any? No.
Oh, you're asking us?
I don't know. I'm asking the listenership. Again, there's no more episodes until the first week of December. We're going to do at least 3 episodes before the end of the year. And thank you for listening to this. And we'll see you in a few weeks. Catherine, where can people find you and your podcast?
On Instagram at SmartMouthPodcast. And there's a Facebook group, not the page. The group is more active. You search for SmartMouth, the group. And yeah, SmartMouth, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tony, where can people find you?
I'm at the Tony Rodrigue on the socials, but not on TikTok. And my podcast is Spanish Aki Presents. And we have an Instagram page, same name. Every Tuesday on Earwolf. Aki, by the way, is Spanish for now, or...
Jesus that Christ. Is not true at all.
I've been up since 4:30. Aki is here. It's spelled A-Q-U-I. Spanish Aki Presents. It's in Spanglish.
It's fun.
It's at Head Coyote is where we record our.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a real company.
And you guys will both be back in the nearest future because Catherine's coming back to do an absolutely fabulous episode. And Tony's coming back to do his own Spanglish episode, Que Pasa USA.
See? Oh, I love that show. Oh, my God, I love that show. Glenn, where can people find you?
It's not about me this week.
Glenn's here for every episode, yeah. So you can follow this podcast at Gayest Episode. You can go to gayestepisodeever.com to listen to all the previous episodes of the show. And you can just subscribe to us anywhere you would normally find a podcast. This is a Table Cakes podcast. Table Cakes is a Los Angeles-based podcast network. If you want to find out about the cool stuff we're doing in the near future, including some new shows in the relatively very near future, right, Catherine?
Yes.
Go to tablecakes.com. Our logo was designed by Rob Wilson. See his stuff at robwilsonwork.com. And again, I don't think we're going to have an ad break in this episode. So please give money to our Patreon. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/gayestepisodeever. We like money. We'll do something useful with it. We swear. Podcast over.
Bye forever.
Bye.
a Table Cakes production.